Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Lodging tax vote was close. I'm Chris Brenta with your news. The Campbell County lodging tax proposition narrowly passed last night. The margin was 9,343 votes to 9,104 votes. The 4% lodging tax won by 1.2 percentage points.
This is a fraud on the American public. Yes. This is an embarrassment to our country. Yes. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
Trump declares victory, but votes still need to be counted in vital swing states. The presidential race between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden is not over yet. This closely contested race is down to just a few states. Trump has a slight edge in many of these states. However, due to mail-in votes being counted last, Biden can take over these states. Trump holds slight advantages in Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Biden has a slight lead in Wisconsin. Now, experts are calling this race 50-50 currently. To simplify things, if Trump holds on to Georgia, North Carolina, he still needs two of these next three states between Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Here is Biden talking about last night.
We feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election.
Yes. Now time to look at elections locally and statewide. For the U.S. Senate, Cynthia Lummis took it, earning 89% of the vote. Liz Cheney rolled in her House race with 83% of the vote. For Senate District 24, Troy McEwen won, earning 6,820 votes. For House 31, John Baer won with 3,866 votes. For House 32, Tim Hallahan took it, winning 3,979 total votes and 85% of the vote. In House 52, Bill Fortner took it with 97% of the vote. For Campbell County Commissioners, Del Shellstad earned 12,411 votes, and the other winner, Colleen Faber, earned 11,506 votes. For Ward 1, Eric Hansen won, earning 52% of the vote. In Ward 2, Billy Montgomery took it with nearly 53% of the vote. For Ward 3, Shay Lundvall beat out Laura Chapman, 68% to 31%. And Nathan McClellan edged out Bob Vomhoff, 2,196 votes to 2,046 votes. And with heavy hearts, 2,302 local voters voted in Roy Edwards for House District 3. As we reported yesterday, Edwards passed away. Edwards was 66.